Hello, Inga's Nation. Welcome to the CrossFit Inga's podcast. Our podcast is aimed at highlighting the benefits of CrossFit, the value of a healthy lifestyle through exercise and nutrition, and promoting the Inga's Nation. Here are your hosts, Renee Grady and Andrew Perpich.
Hello, Inga's Nation, and welcome to episode 44 of the CrossFit Inga's podcast. As you can probably tell, I'm not Renee, and you're not Renee.
I'm not Renee either, no.
So we're doing this a little bit different today. It is Saturday afternoon, March 21st. We just put the kids up for a nap, and so we have some free time. So we wanted to record a podcast and just kind of check in with everyone and talk about a few different things that we've been thinking about and just kind of where we're at. It's been a crazy week.
Yeah, I think with everything going on, communication is super important. Being as transparent as possible with where we are, checking in to see where you are, and yeah, what we can do to make everything a little bit easier and more normal, right?
Yeah. So we had a few things that we wanted to talk about on the podcast. One is some tips for being successful with the at-home workouts and getting creative and keeping things interesting, because, you know, it seems like for at least the foreseeable future, that's going to be what we have. And so we want to make sure that you guys are able to continue on with your fitness, and if we can help out by giving some suggestions or tips, and then we want to do that.
It's been absolutely fantastic seeing everybody still working out, doing the at-home workouts, tagging us. It's been great. It's been definitely the highlight of social media.
Yeah.
So keep that stuff coming.
And that's not even, you know, it's great for us to see that, to be connected to you guys in that way, because that is like, we are trying to obviously motivate people to continue with their fitness. But I think it's also super important for other members to see that too, right? To get them motivated to try and do something at home as well. So we're kind of all in this together. So keep that stuff coming for sure. It's really, really nice to see and super important.
Absolutely.
Okay. So, a couple of things we wanted to highlight, some key pieces of equipment to consider that you can get at your home, to keep the workouts, keep some variety in the workouts, keep them interesting, and also without like spending a ton of money. So the first one that I had was, if you're going to put some money into some equipment, I think probably the best thing that you can get is some dumbbells. They're super versatile. You don't have to spend a ton of money. You can get like, you know, one or two or three, depending on if you've got multiple people in the house. And you don't have to break the bank. So I looked recently on walmart.com. You can get them shipped directly to your home. They're about $1 a pound. So I think with the heavier ones are a little bit more expensive. So like I think the 50 was about 68 or 60, you know, 70 bucks, something like that, a 50 pound dumbbell. The 35 and the 25 were like about that price, 35 bucks or 25 bucks, shipped directly to your house. So I think if you're interested in investing in some equipment to have at home during this time, I think the first place that you should look is probably a dumbbell. A lot of the workouts that we're going to be programming, the at-home workouts, are going to be based around a weighted object, and the dumbbell is probably going to be the easiest to incorporate into all of those workouts.
Yeah, one of the things that we love about CrossFit is that it has that weighted component, right? So that we're building muscle in addition to kind of that cardio piece. And when we say weighted object, it doesn't really have to be a barbell and plates. Like you can get a great workout with just even a single dumbbell.
Yeah.
The past week's workouts have been spicy.
Yeah.
And it was just a single dumbbell. So you're not going to lose your fitness not using a barbell. You're going to do just the opposite. Maybe build up some of those other movements, unilateral movements, by just using a dumbbell.
Absolutely.
Another piece of equipment that we have been using quite a bit has been the jump rope. It's not exactly warm enough to be running all the time outside and without our bikes and rowers, which maybe that's a blessing in disguise. We've been using a lot of the jump ropes. So we had double unders and single unders a couple of times this week, and we'll probably be using them, you know, 1 to 2 times a week in the future for the at-home workouts. the jump ropes are relatively inexpensive as well. Amazon or Rogue are probably your best options. You can get a rope on Amazon for probably $25 to $30 at most. Same thing on Rogue. And if you want to make the investment and get a little bit better rope, RPM also makes a really, really good rope. And, you know, within a week, you'll have that here.
Yep. Again, you can have it shipped directly to your house. So I think what also would be good, and we can try and put the links to some of these things in the notes of this episode, so that people have them, they can go directly to the link to see what the, you know, the stuff that we're talking about here. So next one, and you know, maybe this is something that some people wouldn't necessarily think about, is a yoga mat. We are going to learn to love burpees over this time. Because like you said, you know, in terms of that conditioning piece, there's not a lot of things that we can go to without the bikes and the rowers. You know, obviously we'll be doing a lot of running, we'll be doing a lot of jump rope, and we'll probably be doing a lot of burpees. So, you know, getting a yoga mat, like if you're working out in your garage or your basement, it's a good option to kind of just put down on the floor. So you have something to put your hands on and you know, to go down to on the floor. Same thing, like if you're doing lunges, you know, so you can drop your knee onto that. Like no one wants to do burpees on their driveway or on a cold floor. So you can get a decent yoga mat for less than $20 on Amazon.
Yeah. Ab mat setups again. Yep. And I know some of these setups. Things, even if you're doing them inside the house, if you've got carpeting, it's kind of awkward sometimes to kind of be doing that jumping and movement on carpet. So
And sweating all over your carpet.
And too. Sweating all over your carpet too. Yeah. That's true. Yeah. And who knows, maybe we incorporate even a little bit of yoga and mobility.
Yep. I think something we definitely should look into.
Yeah. From there, I would maybe say, think about getting just a little mini whiteboard. Doesn't have to be big, doesn't have to be expensive, less than $10 on Amazon. You can use it to kind of count out your reps, to write out your workout, to write out the workout of the day, just to kind of keep you focused. Or if you don't have that, poker chips are another easy way to go in terms of like counting out your rounds and your reps and things like that. Most of these workouts that we're doing right now, it's not about the score, but there is this piece where if we can kind of like keep ourselves accountable by keeping track of where we are, we just push a little bit more and we increase in that intensity, which is kind of like that game changer for CrossFit, right? Yeah. Doing something at an intensity.
Yep. Yeah. And most people, obviously, like in the gym, we're used to having the workout written up on the whiteboard in front of us, so you can always see it. But when you're at home, like you don't have that anymore. So having like just a small whiteboard that you can write out the workout so you can reference it. A lot of people in the gym do that anyways. So having that at home, I think would be helpful. Okay. So next we wanted to go into, go ahead.
Things that we build and make at home, right?
Yeah.
So, for example, you can make your own rep bag.
Yeah. So the large black sandbag that we had at the gym was homemade. So we basically got a large canvas top load duffel bag that we got from Amazon, and we filled it with, I think it was like 3 bags of rubber mulch. And it works really well. So the duffel bag was like $20. Off of Amazon, and the mulch was like $7 a bag. So the whole thing was less than $50. We actually just ordered another one of those from Amazon. So we're going to do like a little video showing how we made it. So in case people are interested in doing it themselves as well at home. So again, the canvas duffel bag was from Amazon. It can be delivered right to your house. The rubber mulch we got from Lowe's. We can put a link again in the notes so people know where it's from. The nice thing about that is, so you can't have that delivered to your house, but you can order ahead of time. So that's basically ready for you when you go to get it. So, you know, if you want to minimize your time out and about, you can have it basically ready at the front of the store. I think you just went in and grabbed it and got right out of there, right?
Yeah.
So we also bought a smaller kind of duffel size canvas bag that we're going to use to make a smaller version of this. So like, you know, the large one is great for the guys. It's a little bit heavier weight and it's not really, you can't really fill it much less with the mulch because it'd be a little bit awkward. So we tried to find one that was a little bit smaller so we could make a lighter weight one. And again, we'll put together a little video showing how we did it. And, you know, if you guys are interested, you can make it for yourself at home. 'Cause, again, the sandbags are super versatile and something that you can easily use and incorporate into the workouts to get a little bit of a weighted component.
Yeah, they're great for grunt work, right? Yeah. Like, just pick them up, throw them over your shoulder. I mean, it's true functional fitness with the sandbag, right? Some serious grunt work could be had there.
Yeah.
The next thing you could build, not you, you're not allowed to build this.
I don't intend on it.
Is a plyo box. We've got stairs, park benches, but obviously if you want something a little bit more secure for your step-ups, for your box jumps, building your own plyo box, if you are handy, is a great option. The boxes that we have at the gym can be actually built from just one single sheet of plywood. It's basically 3/4-inch plywood from Home Depot or Lowe's, which would cost you maybe 30, 40 bucks. And the plans are actually very easy to access online. I think we've had Dave Myers build some, yeah. Rob has built some, Ken has built some. Like I said, Andrew's not allowed to build any of these. He doesn't actually finish what he builds, so we're not allowing that. But there are some other people who have built them, and you could definitely reach out to them, and I'm sure they'd share those plans with you. So it's just another tool in the tool bag, I guess.
Yeah.
It's not that you can't use chairs and steps and things like that, but if you are looking at kind of having a little home gym area, it's not as hard or laborious or as expensive as you might think to build your own box.
Yeah. It just gives you another option.
Yeah.
Okay. So, we also wanted to run through kind of a few additional tips in terms of maintaining our sanity, maintaining our fitness, you know, little things that we can do, during this time while we are all kind of stuck at home.
Yeah. Well, and it has been an anxious time, right? Like,
yeah.
we don't want to, you know, breeze over that. I think everybody's dealing with this in their own way. And I think that's totally fine. If you are feeling anxious, if you're feeling lonely, if you're feeling, God, whatever you're feeling, it's okay. Like, and I think we all, you know, are just doing our best day by day to kind of deal with each up and down and twist and turn that seems to be coming, in many cases out of left field. So I think with all the uncertainty, one of the things that we can really do is try to create a new normal for ourselves,
yeah.
A daily routine. And maybe that looks like the routine you've always had. I know you're still working at Pfizer, so you still get up at the same time every day. You still have breakfast. You go into work. You work out in the afternoon. And that's great for you. Mm-hmm. I know for me, on the other hand, my normal looks nothing like it did 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So I'm using it as an opportunity to sleep a little bit later, to get a little extra sleep in, which is not a bad thing.
Yeah.
Using it as an opportunity to work out more so in the mornings, which is where I would prefer to work out. And like having more time with my kids in the afternoon. So I think it's not about trying to fit yourself into your old normal, but creating a normal that works for you today.
Yeah.
And if tomorrow is different, that's okay too. But just trying to have a routine so that you're still, you know, eating scheduled meals throughout the day as opposed to snacking. You're still going to bed at a decent time, waking up at a decent time, feeling productive, which is super motivating if you feel like you've had a productive day, and reaching out to people so that you don't feel so alone. And it doesn't mean like physically reaching out to them, right? But calling them, you know, doing things virtually, but just keeping that sense of human connection with all of the social distancing that's going on.
Yeah. I know for me personally, like on days where I'm not at work, I find it a lot harder to maintain like my regular routine of when I'm eating and like my meals and kind of staying on track that way. So I'm sure other people are in that situation where if you're at home, you know, and you're not in that same sort of routine where it's like, you know, breakfast first thing, lunch at midday, you know, your snacks or whatever, workout, go home and dinner. You know, that can be a struggle for people. So just try to like, you know, keep it as scheduled as possible so that you don't stray away from that. Cause the nutrition regardless of what's going on in the world, like the nutrition remains to be super important, right? So I think the more that we can kind of stick to eating healthy and exercising regularly, the better off we're going to be through this and then at the end of it.
Yeah, a healthy lifestyle. I mean, this could be an opportunity to put in place some really good habits, right? That now that maybe we have a little extra time, you know, we have the time to cook, to learn how to cook. We have the extra time to get a little bit more sleep. We have a little bit more time to exercise, to connect with family, to make like relationships with people. We can put in place some really good habits as opposed to putting in habits that, you know, a month or two from now we're trying to get rid of. So let's kind of meet this where it is and start out with really good habits.
Yeah. Cool. So I think the last thing that we want to touch on, in this episode was the live virtual classes. So probably most people saw that we did a little test run of a live class through an application called Zoom on Friday. So basically we invited, I think 5 or 6 people to try and kind of trial out the class. We ran it from the gym. We went through, the workout that was posted for Friday. So everyone on the call essentially went through a coached class with Renee, for that workout and then worked out essentially through the app. So we are definitely, you know, this is the direction that we want to go. We're still kind of working through some of the details and logistics. But we wanted to kind of provide some feedback from, so the purpose of doing that was to kind of trial it out, work out the kinks. And there was definitely a few things that we learned that we want to share with you guys. So whatever it looks like going forward, we can kind of share those tips and tricks to make it successful.
Right. So a couple of the things, you don't have to have a Zoom account in order to participate.
Yeah.
The way this would kind of work is we would send you an email or potentially have a Facebook group that would be private, and there would be links to each of the Zoom classes. So there'd be a different link to each day, to each specified time. So whatever class you wanted to join, you would just click on the link. If you're coming from your phone or your iPad, you'll have to download the app. But after that, there's no fee on your end.
Yeah.
You don't have to sign up or create an account. We have that and you just click on the link.
Yeah.
Super easy.
Yeah. Yeah. So on the computer, it's basically just like click the link and you should be able to join automatically. Like you said, on the phone or the tablet, download the app ahead of time, and then it should, when you click on the link, it should take you right to it. But it's important, like, you know, we have the account for it. You guys don't have to pay for anything. You should just be able to click on that link and join immediately.
Yeah. And we want these to feel like as much like regular classes as possible. So the idea would be you would come into the Zoom room and you'd say hi to everybody and they would say hi back, and Eric would give some really bad jokes or whatever, whatever's happening. Me with my bad dance moves. And then we would kind of like go over the whiteboard together. We would warm up together. We would demo each of the movements. We'd go through modifications and scaling options, depending on whether you had the equipment or you didn't have the equipment, or you were looking to do something unweighted. The coach would be there. You'd be able to, you know, talk to them. They can talk to you. It's very interactive that way. And so it would feel as much as possible like a group workout.
Yeah. Okay. So let's go through some of the learnings from the test class. So one of the things that we found was, so like during the instruction piece and the movement demo, you want the screen that the coach is on to be the largest on your screen, so you can kind of see what they're doing and go through with them. So I think there's a couple of different ways to do this. You essentially want to pin that screen so that it's showing up as the largest on yours. So on the phone or the tablet, what we found is that it looks, I think if you basically double tap on the coach's screen, it should kind of pin that as the largest. On the computer, depending on, I think, the version that you were using, there might be a couple of different options. One was clicking on a little pin icon that would bring it up. And then the other way was, there was like a settings in the screen. It was like 3 dots. And then if you clicked on that settings and then clicked pin screen, it would bring it up. You were saying that there might be a way for us to do that on our end as well.
Yeah. So we also found that if we spotlight ourselves,
yeah,
then at least for the whiteboard talk, for the demo of the movements, for the warm-up, we can make it so that you can only see us. Now that said, as soon as the workout starts, we don't want you to see us. We want you to see each other.
Yeah.
So we can then unspotlight ourselves. You guys can go to what's called the gallery view, and we can have, believe it or not, up to 100 people taking the same class. So you just show up as your own little block, but you can see, you know, your buddy from the 3:30 or 4:30 or whatever class it is, working out right alongside you. You've got somebody to chase. Mm-hmm. Or, as Mary said, she likes to have somebody in front of her so she knows what's coming next.
Yeah.
So just seeing other people doing the same thing at the same time as you, we realize it's not being in the same space, but it is pretty cool.
And it's what we have to work with right now.
And it's what we have to work with right now.
Another thing that we noticed was the, so we were trying to make it where you could see the clock as well during the workout, which got a little bit awkward because we had to tilt the screen up to see it on the wall. So I think what we will probably try to do, and this will be dependent on where we end up running these from, but in an ideal world, we want to have like a clock that's a little more visible in the shot so that you can see the clock. You can also see the coach, you know, and possibly a whiteboard with the workout on it. But that's kind of going to be something that we have to work through. Again, the coach is there to keep you on track and let you know how much time is left. But I think, you know, some people want to see the clock so they know like kind of where they're at.
Yeah. And again, for now, some of these will come from us doing these workouts in the gym, but be prepared that some of these coaches may actually be coaching from their own homes as well. So we're just going to take it one day at a time. The last thing we should mention is that you get to choose your own music. So when the workout starts, we will kind of mute all of the participants so that you can listen to DJ Snank and I can listen to country music. And, you know, we get our own workout in with our own music, but you can still hear whoever the coach is calling out either time or the next round or whatever the case might be.
Yeah, so don't, the music on our end isn't going to be the best option. It's better if you have your own music. So, you know, have something ready in your garage or your living room or wherever you're working out so that you can kind of kick that on when it's time to do the workout and just be ready to go.
Yeah. So this is how we're going to work our Zoom classes, but Zoom is a pretty cool tool and we are hoping to use it for other things other than just CrossFit classes. We're not exactly sure where this is going to go, but the hopes is to find other ways to use technology to keep the community together, whether that be through cooking demos, how-tos, move classes, a virtual brunch, some weekly challenges, whatever the case might be.
Virtual happy hour.
5 o'clock somewhere. We're gonna try and use all of the resources because this is a time when it's an opportunity to adapt and evolve and make the best of what's going on now and, you know, keep those things that are really important to us, which are those human connections.
Yeah. So I think 2 episodes ago on the podcast, we were talking about kind of the lessons learned from last year and what we're looking forward to in this year. And one of the things that I said, lessons learned was, and that I wanted to take into this year was the whole concept of the obstacle being the way, right?
Yeah.
And yeah. Where everything good that has come in our lives, at least I feel, has always come through struggle. And, you know, I said that I wanted to continue to lean into that this year. And man, are we going to be tested
on that. Oh man. Do we have you to blame for this?
I hope not. Okay. I don't think so.
Hope you didn't jinx us.
But I think it's, you know, it kind of holds true. And so hopefully everyone can see that perception, you know, of the situation that we're in and just, you know, stick with it and we'll get through this and we'll be better off on the other side.
Absolutely.
That's all I got.
That's all I got.
Okay. Well, let's wrap it up. We, you know, I think we're going to try and do more of these, just because it is a way that we can stay connected, and just keep communicating. 'Cause I think that's going to be super important going forward. We're all in this together. It's hard because we're not physically together, but we are all in this together. And so we'll do whatever we can to stay connected and just keep moving forward.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Support you the best way we can.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, everyone. We'll talk soon.
Bye.